A cyberspace devotee in Singapore, Skanda, has been reading Merging with Shiva, a beautiful book on contemporary metaphysics of the Sanatana Dharma, and wonders how much should you merge with Shiva if you're a householder? You seem to warn against that. Well, Skanda, there are various ways that you can merge with Shiva. In the book itself, some of them are listed, but still there are more. You being a married person, if you give your wife everything she needs and everything she wants, you release her Shiva energy, her Shakti, which will flow through you, and that's one of the very basic fulfillments of your Grihastha Dharma, your family Dharma, in merging with Shiva. Skanda, if you have children and you take care of your children, educate them properly in Sanatana Dharma, and see that they understand karma, reincarnation, Dharma, and all the basic principles of our religion, and apply them to their lives, you are a little bit more merging with Shiva. If you only speak that which is true, kind, helpful, necessary, never become angry, live in higher consciousness, treat everybody with love and kindness, a little bit more, you're merging with Shiva. But here's the caution. If you start practicing extreme yoga, fire breathing, extreme yoga, long periods of meditation, you separate yourself from your family and from the world and cannot therefore fulfill your householder duties, and you're making a bad karma which is destructive to the path of merging with Shiva as a family person.